kind of a mix of clouds and sun.
Yeah. That's not the right weather forecast. Have to do everything sometimes. Yeah?
I can do it off the phone if you want.
It's part of the the struggle of being the boss.
Oh, you know. Anyway, it's there, and we'll get around to it eventually. I'll just go ahead and read it without the funny accent. High temperature today. It's going to be really, again, for this time of year, it's just amazing the kind of weather that we're having. And, you know, so you can't grouse about that. It's 59 degrees right now, and the humidity is about 96%. Look for a high of 73. We were supposed to have fog last night and this morning. I didn't happen to see any coming in this morning, but there may be some out there. 57 for our low temperature tonight. Then we'll be at about 78 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then we're going to have a little frontal shift. It'll be chilly on Sunday night at 39 degrees.
What?
Finally starting to feel a little bit like what you would expect this time of year. Sunny at a high of 52 on Monday. So that'll be a little bit different. A little bit different. But in the meantime... Oh, and by the way, I believe Monday night we're going to have a freeze.
Get out.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll just see. I mean, again, that's days and days away. It's not like the weather has been accurate before. You know, sometimes they miss every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's 59 degrees right now. Okay, you can do your sports thing here.
Spurts coming up. Johnny Football and Luke Joke will wing their way to Florida for the Home Depot Awards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not French, so it's not Depot.
Are they already there?
Oh, my goodness.
They landed yesterday.
Oh, okay. So they're not. Their arms aren't tired.
They haven't done anything crazy.
Really,
yet.
You're using the old stand-up comedy
Thank
joke.
Yeah.
Adam Hoops last night and a record-setting night for Kobe Bryant in the NBA. We'll share that and more coming up.
They're still horrible, aren't they? Are they still horrible? The Lakers. Are they not doing well?
No, they finally picked it up a little bit.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
D'Antoni kind of turned him around a little bit.
Okay, that's good.
Hey, you got a second?
Oh, yeah.
Just a quick little throwaway for you. My daughter almost killed me last night.
How?
Really? Well, who would have filled in? Do we have that stipulation set somewhere that if you die before the next show, there's somebody here?
No, I don't think that's been put in.
All right. Okay. But anyway.
She was in the kitchen messing around getting something like out of the dishwasher, and I hear this clunk. I get up. Nothing broke. All right, fine. As I come back in after I dropped her off last night, I'm like, what is that smell?
Uh-oh. Cool.
She had hit the gas.
Oh, hey, cool.
So the 25 or 30 minutes, the gas is running full tilt. So last night after it got nice and cool and the sun went down, I had all the windows and all the doors open. It was pleasant for a half hour at my house last night.
Well, we call that the odorant. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody like Chase Murphy would know what that thing is called because that's his job now.
No, but you're right. That is not the actual smell of gas. It's a smell added to it made from sulfur.
Scared the bejesus out of me.
Called an odorant. Oh.
Thank heavens I was not a smoker.
I'm glad you're not dead.
Yeah, that's probably true. So police in talking about... children and their parents. Police in New York State said a man shot his girlfriend during a fight about whether or not the zombie outbreak of scene on AMC The Walking Dead could actually occur.
I saw that this morning.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
was he drunk?
I don't, you know, it doesn't say that he was.
Time to dump that loser.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go through the whole story. Let's see. Maybe he was the one who was right and she was wrong.
I don't care who was right. Whether you're right or wrong or not, if you're shooting the other person, you do not need to be dated.
Maybe she needed shooting.
Could be. Don't know.
You nerds.
Jared Gurman argued via text message with his girlfriend.
Now, this is even worse.
This is getting better and better.
Saying that the possibility of a zombie apocalypse as depicted in The Walking Dead, she was not taking him seriously or taking the show seriously, certainly as much as he does. When their argument escalated, he shot her in the back with a .22. I mean, obviously it's .22, so it didn't...
All right, his case is not getting better in my eyes.
Well, I understand.
Scott, I'm just pointing that out to you.
Well, I don't... If he was close enough to get the gun and shoot her...
Why wasn't he talking?
Exactly. Why were they actually texting?
Maybe they were like... You know, normal families who sit around with the TV on their computers
and
texting
each other. He then drove her to the hospital. She was treated for a shattered rib and released. He's been charged, obviously, as you can imagine, with attempted murder and real stupidity. Stupidity.
I like stupidity.
Stupidity is good for that.
We got a lot of info.
Nation. I think we need an Infomaniacs t-shirt that says that.
Stupidity?
Yeah,
yeah, it could be.
I support stupidity 110%.
Yeah. Train, a plane, a bus.
Do you think he even knows how to spell apocalypse?
My bet is that he'd need to spell correct on the
probably
texting.
Not.
Yeah, can't do that.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Hey, good morning. It's 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and gosh, it's Happy Microwave Day.
Thank God for microwaves.
I mean, because if you didn't have microwaves, think of how you would have to melt chocolate. I mean, think about how having to puff up a mushroom. I mean, a marshmallow.
I did the same thing, but yeah. I doubt we do it for the same reason.
Well, it could well be. And then, you know, just think a baked potato would take more than 12 minutes. You know, golly, and good we have those now. But the thing is now, of course, they are making meals that are designed to be microwavable. I guess it
every
works.
Meal is microwavable.
Yeah, I
really.
Guess it works well. Well, and again, remember that what microwaves do is they warm the food. They don't cook the food. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I mean, cook food.
They increase, but they don't give you the crunchy, you know, if you want the crunchy top and that kind of thing. They
well,
don't give you that.
That's true. It's just a different type of heat source.
Yeah,
it's good for steaming things.
Yeah, right. I was about to say, for vegetables, those things that they, you know, go ahead and cook them in the bag, that's pretty cool. So anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see. And in addition to that, it is... also National Pawnbrokers Day, so send a card to Chumley. And of course, 19 shopping days until Christmas, but it doesn't matter because it's 15 days to the Mayan calendar.
Is that why it's Pawnbroker Day? We can go dump our stuff off to try to buy more Christmas presents?
That's a deal. That's
or go in there to buy Christmas
Either
presents.
Either way, that's what's so wonderful about America.
Technically, wouldn't that be re-gifting?
Well, it would kind of in a way.
You might even find a .22 that had been used on a woman in the course of an argument about the zombie apocalypse.
Never know. They may have a there could be a story. Well, as Rick says, you know, he never knows what's coming into his pawn shop because every item has a story. So hi, what do you got? I got this .22 shot my girlfriend with. Oh, well, okay, great. I'll give
you
$9.
Well, looky there for you.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we got birthdays.
Craig Newark is 60 today.
You wouldn't know who he is.
But he's the guy that has Craigslist.
Yeah.
It's his list.
I at least recognize his name,
yeah,
which is
Craig.
Better than a lot of the people you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Jeanine Turner is 50 from Northern Exposure, which was a great show.
Well, you know, she is a talk show host in Dallas now.
I did not know that.
That's what she does. She's a conservative talk show host in Dallas radio.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Beth Williams is 64 today.
Mm-hmm.
Ken and Will Schreiner. You'd recognize them. They're comedians, and they do a talk show every now and then. They're 59.
Well, Will Schreiner, I know. I didn't know Ken. But there you go. All right.
Filmmaker Judd Apatow is 45 today.
He does pretty good work.
Macy Gray, who's just weird, is 43.
Yeah.
Is it Hulsey?
Tom Hulsey.
Hulsey from Amadeus, which was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a speed reading accident, hit the bookmark, flew across the room. Stephen Wright is 57.
Maybe... my favorite comedian.
I love Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright is just the best.
I got a blank. I got a blank tape and turned it up full blast. The mimes upstairs came down. They were mad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll have to look this guy up.
Oh, Stephen Wright's classic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he would have been 92 today.
He would have, yes.
Passed away yesterday, and one of my all-time favorites, Dave Brubeck.
You know, I saw him.
You saw Brubeck?
He played G. Raleigh White Coliseum.
Get out of here.
I was, I want to say, 16 years old. I mean, and Just yeah, and it was the quartet. Paul Desmond, that's who you hear right there. Gene Wright, Joe Morello,
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a little geeky about that. Here's
wow.
Well, because you know all jazz was 4/4 time, and this is 5/4 time, and so that
this was mind blowing.
Yeah, it was because that wasn't what was supposed to be happening. And then he did a thing called Blue Rondo a la Turk, which was in like 9/8 or something time, which is bizarre. Now, here's today's amazing cat's going, who is this guy?
And I'm thinking, man, I'm so glad I'm moving here. I hope Scott will let me know when cool people come.
Oh, well, that's what we have a lot of
people. He won't be coming.
No, he won't.
Obviously, since you just announced he was dead.
He played in the round at G. Raleigh White.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, which is hard to do because it's a U. But, yeah. No, but he did. He sat right out there. It was all right. Now, the thing that's interesting is he was raised in California, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And lived on a ranch. Dave Brubeck lived on a ranch.
Really?
And what he enjoyed doing was roping. He enjoyed roping cattle. And when his mom sat down and saw him play the piano, she realized he was really, really talented in what he did. And as a result, she told him he could never, after that, rope anything bigger than a yearling.
Because he didn't want to lose a finger in a dally.
Exactly. And he tells the story of his uncle, who lost his finger, who was a cowboy, who lost his finger in a roping accident. And he'd always tell the other cowboys, if I had lost my finger, I could play the piano like my nephew Dave.
Turn up your...